Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
This is Pageant Cast TV, and we're here in Bardstown, Kentucky, and I'm with Margaret Blunk. She is Mrs. Louisville, yes. And she's competing here this year. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here today.
Well, it's certainly a beautiful day for this time of year, for being in November. It certainly is gorgeous today, and made all the more beautiful with all you wonderful young ladies coming out here to compete. So much fun. Now, of course, this is an international pageant, so you know the first question I'm going to ask. What is your favorite dress? No, what is your platform?
Well, it's Cherry Hill.
Okay, thank you.
No, my platform is CoSER Charities and the Shriners Hospital International Organization.
Okay, now I've always seen Shriners. What exactly are they doing? I don't know. They drive, is it little...
The funny little hats and
yeah, the
cars.
Yeah, the funny little hats and the cars. What are they actually doing?
No, actually, the Shriners Hospital is a network of 22 nonprofit hospitals across North America.
Okay.
And CoSER Charities is the local hospital in Louisville, Kentucky. That's who I've been working with, and Shriners Hospital, for over 15 years.
Okay. Now, do they specialize in anything?
They specialize in pediatric care. They specialize in neurological disorders, spinal tap injuries, cleft palate, and they have a great burn and trauma unit.
Okay. Now, how did you prepare for today's pageant?
Well, I have wonderful coaches that work with me, and, you know, it's just, I guess I've been preparing for this pageant for probably about 15 years because I work my platform every day.
Okay.
Every single day for the last 15 years.
Now, what type of things have you done with your platform?
I've worked different charities. I've worked for the CoSER Charities. We do a tailgating for kids where we charge $150 for a parking pass for the U of L and UK football and basketball games. And we've also built a house in Norton Commons, which we're going to raffle off, and all the money and the proceeds will go to help the children of those charities.
Fantastic. Is there any website or anything like that? Where should we find more info?
Yes, CoSERCharities.com and the Shriners Hospital International Organization.com.
Well, that should be easy to find, and out on Google, I'm guessing,
yeah,
as well.
Just Google it, but yeah.
What has been one of the most fun things getting ready for this pageant? What strange story have you had? Either one.
Strange story. Oh my gosh, there hasn't been any strange stories.
Well, that was a bad question. Anything fun happen on the
way? Well, you know,
funny thing happened on the way to Kentucky International.
Well. No, well, one of the great things about doing this pageant is my good friend Deborah Weston, which you've seen her and I do a lot of pageants together. We have like buddy pageant sisters.
I've noticed. Yes.
And we're always together, and she's competing with me again today, so that's very special and dear to my heart.
Well, fantastic. It's always fun to have you here, and thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you.
And we wish you the best of luck and success. This is Pageant Cast TV, and I'm here with Jessica Russo. We're at Kentucky International Pageants 2012. Hello, Jessica.
Hello, how are you?
I am fantastic. So glad that we're going to get this opportunity to speak with you here at this pageant. Now, Mrs. Pageants International is considered one of the big three. I'm sure you've heard that. What got you interested in the international pageants?
I'm very much about platform-based pageants that are very hard for misses to find, I noticed lately. And the reason that we do this is because we support a platform and we believe in something. And if that's why we're out there doing what we do, then it's important that the pageant that we choose is showing that.
Well, certainly you're in the right pageant for it. And because you're interested in platform, you know the next question I'm going to ask. how do you like my shoes? No, it's going to be, what's your platform?
My platform is called Esteem Self, and it's all about being a positive role model and mentor for young girls, because at a certain age, young girls really develop challenges when it comes to self-esteem, with body image, and of course, those decisions that you make that have to do with your body image affect everything else you do later on in life, including your academics, sports, and eventually your career.
Now, do you think people like Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian, are they contributing to the poor body image that young girls are focusing on today?
Absolutely not. I think that's part of the problem, is we really need to find more self-esteem role models for our young children. And for example, Jamie Lee Curtis, she has aged gracefully throughout the years. She has started her own platform in which she's showing what it's like to have makeup on and what it's like to not have makeup on, and she looks gorgeous in both pictures. So she's showing people that it's okay to be you, and that's really what we need to get back to.
And certainly one of my favorite actresses as well, so fantastic to hear that. So how did you prepare for this pageant?
As soon as I found out about this pageant, I have been, a lot of physical fitness was involved,
okay.
And I actually was able to fit back into my dress when I did Miss Pageant, so I was really excited about that. And I've also been doing mock interviews. I've been preparing mostly with my platform, because like I said, that's the most important part of this pageant. So I have worked with children, I've done mentoring programs, I'm a big sister in the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Kentuckiana program, and I have done cheerleading clinics for young girls to promote physical fitness. So the platform is the biggest part, and I feel like if you get your platform down and you really are enthusiastic about it, everything else just falls into place.
Now, Big Brothers Big Sisters, that's a fantastic program. Do you want to give a shout out to your little sister, I guess?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say hello to Miss My Asia, and she's a wonderful girl, and I'm very, very excited that we're a part of that program.
And I can tell you got a little emotional, so we better cut this quick. Thank you so much. It was fantastic to get to talk to you, and we wish you the best of luck and success tonight at the main pageant.
Thank you so much.
This is PageantCast TV, and we're here in Bardstown, Kentucky, and we're here with Deborah Weston. She's at the Kentucky International 2012, even though it's 2011 right now when we record this. This is the 2012 International Pageant. And Deborah, I've seen you all over the country. So glad I finally get to see you in your home state.
Yes, it's a beautiful state, isn't it?
Right. And I think I've seen you in virtually every other state in the country over the years.
Thank you.
And you travel a lot. And I'm so glad to get to see you here. Now, you're competing in international.
Yes, I am.
And even though I know the answer to the question, I'm going to ask it anyway. Tell me about your platform.
My platform is the American Dream Home Ownership. And basically, it's not just about the mortgage. It's about the home, making a difference for a family, developing our communities, and giving back to help our community grow.
Fantastic. Now, how do you do that?
Well, basically, my profession, I'm a mortgage broker, so I've been involved with mortgage financing. So it's helping people find programs that will suit their needs, but also I work with Habitat of Humanity to basically help people that are on a poverty level but need to find housing, and it's through budgeting and helping them prepare for that home ownership.
Well, I've always said when passion meets profession, You can really get a lot done. Have you been able to accomplish a great deal with this?
You know, you're very true about that. Passion meets profession. That is my passion. And yes, I've been able to do a lot with that. I've helped one young family, a mother basically, that was able to find financing, a $15,000 grant. And she was just so happy to have a home.
Well, I don't want to ask a doctor about something on me, but here I have a mortgage professional. I got some questions. So tell me, when people are purchasing a mortgage, what should they be looking for so that they don't find themselves in trouble or underwater or anything like that? What are some of the things they should be looking for?
You know, one of the main things, and this is one reason my office is still around, because we believe in trying to fit people with a mortgage that they're going to be able to pay.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, if your budget is going to say, you know, your house payment is $800 and you only make $1,200 a month, I don't think that's the mortgage for you. So you should basically be looking at your own budget And that's what where a lot of people make mistakes is they don't sit down and budget and say, what are all my other expenses before I get to the housing expense? So in answering your question is you need to know what you're able to pay and don't buy over that.
Well, thank goodness my mortgage guy gave me the same advice, and it was great. Know your number and then buy the best house for the number. So
that's correct.
That is fantastic. So how did you prepare for this pageant?
Well, basically, most of my preparation has been on me physically and being prepared for all the different aspects in the fitness. Now, in terms of the platform, sure, I've become a little bit more involved in my platform with the Habitat and with finding programs that are good for my customers and for future homeowners.
Well, fantastic. Well, we wish you the best of luck and success. The pageant is tonight. It's only hours away.
Only hours away.
So a little more time for you guys to practice over there. And we wish you the best of luck and success.
Thank you so much.
Hey, this is Pageant Cast TV, and we're in Bardstown, Kentucky, and I'm right here with Jessica Joyelle. She is Miss Michigan International 2012. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Are you lost? You're all the way down here in Kentucky.
I am. I actually had the privilege of choreographing this pageant and meeting all the contestants today and was invited to speak on stage as well.
Fantastic. Well, how exciting. Now, how long did it take you to get here?
Probably about 6.5 hours. I drove in, met my mom, and we drove the rest of the way together. So that
Okay. Tell me a little bit about your platform.
My platform is multiple sclerosis awareness, and I chose it because my grandmother had it as long as I can remember. She was diagnosed in her mid-30s and died with it last year at 74. And I watched her struggle for many years, but silently. She was a very, very strong woman, and I believe my platform chose me to help people just like her with things daily life that we all take for granted.
What are the symptoms of MS?
They can range from one day out of the month, you might not be able to move easily, you're going to be a little bit sore, to complete paralysis of the entire body.
Okay, is there any sort of treatment, any sort of cure that they're working on?
They are working toward a cure, but there is not a cure yet. There is medicine out on the market that will help to kind of subdue the symptoms, but nothing that will actually take it away just yet.
So other than traipsing off to Kentucky and dancing on stage, what type of appearances have you done for your title?
Well, I was able to attend the Walk MS in West Branch, Michigan, and the coolest thing about that was it was a 5K, so a walk in the park for some of us, and for others it wasn't, and exactly an hour and 31 minutes after we all finished, a very young girl in her late teens crossed the finish line with her arms around the shoulders of two of her friends because she was determined.
That's fantastic. Wonderful. Now, tell us how you've been preparing for nationals.
No secrets. I'll tell everything. Well, obviously, watching what you eat and working out is a very good thing, not only to enhance your physical appearance, but to enhance your mentality and to feel good. And I've been looking at different dresses, colors that I like, and working with a very good team of experts that really know what they're doing.
Well, fantastic. And we know you're going to do great in Chicago. Anything you're looking forward to doing while you're in Chicago?
Well, thank you. Well, I know Chicago is full of fabulous sights and a lot of great food and people. And while I might not be able to indulge in everything while I'm there, I hope to be able to after the pageant is over.
Fantastic. Well, we wish you the best of luck and success in Chicago coming up this July. She is Miss Michigan International 2012, Jessica Joyelle.
Thank you very much.